Turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study sounds like that. We have a big plant garden in our summer house with about 100 almost unknown species that my wife has collected during her trips and planted them here. For the first time, we plan to open the garden for tourists. We plan to charge a small fee, about €2 per person, and also open a service for people who want, who would like to order the plants. We are circa 110 kilometers from Tallinn towards northeast. What should we do to attract tourists?
John, okay. Any ideas?
Yeah, I think always... you have to identify and just be very clear on what is it you are doing. So I think from an experience perspective, you have to say, are these plants exotic? Are they rare? Is there some kind of biodiversity here? Is it somewhere they're going to add maybe a little bit more from an informational learning perspective? And then from the sales side, I think you have to say what you're going to stand up for. Is it you have a lot of plants, or is it variety? Is it quality? Is it your expert knowledge? Is it value delivery? So I think it's, in the first place, always identifying experience on what is it that you're selling, so that you know if you're then laying out your plan on what you're going to do and how you're going to do, that you already have the basics answered.
Yes, absolutely. When I was reading it, I also thought that there are actually basic things. I would suggest that everybody does, actually, who is in this business. First of all, after you know what you are growing there, you have to put some signs so people who are moving from one big city to another driving their cars, so they would know that something interesting is around. It's for local people. Then the children are coming, kids are coming from schools and classes, and it's something you can always combine with the teaching materials in schools. And in Estonia, I know that this kind of tourism, especially in interest of Japanese tourists, I know that they are eager to find such kind of gardens. So I would turn to the Japanese tourist to start with.
Okay.
I have to agree with almost everything you told. My suggestion would also be that probably you might they might consider a bit repositioning, and maybe not even telling that it's a summer house with a plant garden, but maybe they could even tell really that it's about of not a plant school, but something like that. There you can both learn about the plants, you can see how they are grown, and you can order them and maybe get some additional education about how to grow them in your own garden if you really would like to. Of course, with a Japanese tourist, it would be a problem, because I don't believe that they are allowed to take plants from the garden, but looking here that if they really plan to charge only a small fee from the person, then probably the business model, as I understand here, is based on the selling the plants here. So I think that they need to find people from Estonia that can buy the plants. So it might not be that maybe even not the foreign tourists are the best tourist or best target group to attract, but maybe more the local ones who really would, despite or in addition to the fee they paid to take a look at the plants, also buy some plants that will cost probably 20 or 200 euros. So that will be their main source of income. So it means that they need not to target the tourist, but those people who are really fans of gardening. And as I know that special groups of people who are traveling all over the Estonia and finding different gardens and really looking at the plants and and learning how to grow them. So I think that the target group might be in this case a bit different. That will help you because you need to be seen in the local media, not in the international one, and also. But also, it's important that I think that now, when we solved the case here, it's almost at the beginning of April. So probably this work should have been done several months before about introducing that we have the idea to open up the garden. Because now I think all the people try to buy the plants, and it's really it might be too late. To communicate that you have something special, and we know that it's that you shouldn't plant anything during the summer, so your maybe next best season comes only in the autumn. So there are kind of several things that that you should think about in my mind.
There's something I want to add actually. Sometimes it happens with me when I'm going to some coffee shop or tea bar or something there. The most 99 to 100% of the coffee and tea is not from Estonia, of course. It's coming from abroad sometimes.
What a surprise!
Yes. But. In some places, I still see that people are trying to sell the local products or local components of something, and it would be also always interesting to get some maybe a flyer or interesting thing from a places you're selling your products. Take your 110 kilometers and go find out there they're growing it. So it's one way of market also.
Actually, could I add something as well?
Yeah, of course.
I think. I guess from two different views, a more pragmatic, and this is my more pragmatic nature, is, for example, if you are selling, then there are, unfortunately, administrative things that you have to make sure that you've done, if you have people coming onto your property, that you're insured and that you have somewhere for their cars if they're going to park. That's and that you have a neighbor, for example, who's happy that you're doing that. So just making sure that either they're part of it or they're a very happy person, that they're going to be welcoming the visitors just as much as you are.
Or they are going to open a coffee shop and earn money on that.
Yeah, with Estonian coffee. And then I think the other area which can often help is just having some kind of dialogue with your local authority, because local authorities are also very keen to put their town, village, city on the map, and often they're also thinking about how they can develop more either local expertise or local entrepreneurs, so they may be able to provide extra funding, they may be able to give you some expertise, guide you through any of the administration or bureaucracy that you have to go through, and potentially reach out and give you funding from other bodies. The other thing which I think always works well is trying to find somebody in the location, if that's possible, that is either doing something similar or complementary, because I think the more points of interest you have in a location, then that's something you can leverage to bring more people to you. Because if you are really the only thing in that area, it's a harder sell than if you're one of a few, because then it gives more reason for somebody to come. So I think that always works very well as well.
Absolutely. Thank you a lot for the suggestions and for participating in the show today. Dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting cases that we can solve here. Our email address is mi@mi.ee, or call to Marketing Institute and share the story.